Long Conversation 8. Hi, Alice. You asked for my views concerning the acting appointment. Well, I think that, of all the potential candidates for the acting position, John is the most suited. The best kind of experience is on-the-job experience, and from that point of view, no one can beat John.
I don't fully agree, Ray. There's a difference between experience and management.
I realize that John doesn't have much management experience and is still young. But he's the person with the most experience with projects and services within the agency.
I agree that John is a really good specialist and has worked on most of our projects. He's obviously an expert. However, he has very little management experience. He's been heading up his section for barely 2 months. He's doing a good job, but I think that if he's put in charge of the services section on top of the projects section, he'll be overwhelmed.
He'll have to delegate more to his subordinates and get the help he needs from within the two sections. John knows how to delegate when necessary.
He won't have any choice in any event.
Listen, I think John is brilliant and shines in everything he takes on.
Yes, it's true. He has a lot of potential.
Exactly. And I'm afraid that if we don't give him more responsibility, he'll go looking elsewhere in another department. And don't forget that we're talking about an acting appointment. If it doesn't work out, John won't get the position permanently. Anyway, I think that it's a good way to use his talents. We have nothing to lose.
You seem totally convinced that John is the best candidate.
Listen, there's a DG meeting this Friday. I'll add the appointment of an acting director to the agenda. We'll discuss it with the other DGs, and you'll see what they think.
All right, I'll see you on Friday with the rest of the management team.
Okay, see you Friday.